Big Brother is coming for your kids, and he's wearing a dress. You want to know where the trans insanity is taking us? I mean, besides co-ed private spaces everywhere, which means no private spaces anywhere. Well, look no further than Regulation 225, a proposed amendment to the Delaware School Code, which, if passed, will allow students to self-identify their gender or race at school without their parents' knowledge if students say their parents would not be supportive. Don't believe me? Well, here's the actual language, and I quote, "All students enrolled in a Delaware public school may self-identify gender or race. A school may request permission from the parent or legal guardian of a minor student before a self-identified gender or race is accepted, provided, however, that prior to requesting the permission from a parent or legal guardian, the school should consult and work closely with the student to assess the degree to which, if any, the parent or legal guardian is aware of the protected characteristic and is supportive of the student, and the school shall take into consideration the safety, health, and well-being of the student in deciding whether to request permission from the parent or legal guardian," end quote. So who will define supportive, safety, health, and well-being? Progressive school administrators, mental health professionals, and lawmakers who believe the nonsensical anti-science superstition that humans can be, quote, born in the wrong body, end quote, which simply means someone wishes he were the opposite sex? Will these progressives define supportiveness as necessarily affirming children's disordered desires to be the opposite sex? Will a student's distress over her parents' assertion of the truth that her sex cannot change be evidence to Big Brother that the child's health is jeopardized? If a child claims that his parents will be angry if he uses the name Mary at school, or if teachers refer to him by she, her, or Z, will Big Brother deem his safety or well-being at risk? And if the law determines that parental objections to leftist language rules and co-ed private spaces constitute a threat to the safety, health, and well-being of children who reject their immutable biological sex, how long will it be till the state justifies removing trans-identifying minors from their parents' custody? Oh, wait, that's already happened. Last month in Ohio, a judge awarded custody of a 17-year-old girl who identifies as a boy to her grandparents after her parents refused to call her by the male name she's chosen, and because they refused to allow her to take cross-sex hormones that would leave her with irreversible voice changes and sterility. Note the irony. Leftists pass laws that prevent minors from accessing counseling in their quest to reject their unwanted same-sex feelings, but leftists want minors to be able to access medical help in their futile quest to reject their unwanted but immutable sex. To be clear, this girl seeks to reject her sex, not her gender. The left defines gender as the arbitrary, socially constructed roles, conventions, behaviors, and expectations that society associates with the male or female sex. If she were rejecting her gender, all she would need to do is alter her social roles and behaviors. But instead, she's attempting to change her sex by chemically altering her anatomy and physiology. She and the Mengeles, who will facilitate her bodily destruction with no evidence of long-term safety, are treating her healthy anatomy and physiological processes as if they were diseased, and in so doing will harm her now healthy body. The medical profession and the courts are co-conspirators in a grotesque science experiment being performed on the bodies of children. While Ohio courts and Delaware lawmakers usurp parental rights in support of the science-denying, body-destroying trans ideology, a glimmer of hope and sanity emerges from the heart of the Midwest. No, definitely not from Illinois. The Kansas Republican Party passed a resolution proposed by Eric Tietzel, president of the Family Policy Alliance of Kansas, titled Regarding Human Sexuality Identity, that makes the following common sense claims, and I quote, "Whereas all persons are created in God's image and therefore have inherent dignity and inalienable rights, and whereas God's design was the creation of two distinct and complementary sexes, male and female, and whereas transgenderism differs from hermaphroditism or intersexualism in that the sex of the individual is not biologically ambiguous, and whereas many have sought to normalize transgenderism and define gender according to one's self-perception apart from biological anatomy, and whereas there is no scientific consensus regarding the ethics or effectiveness of attempts to align one's biology with one's self-perception through experimental and exploratory medicine, and whereas some Kansas public schools are encouraging parents and teachers to affirm the feelings of children experiencing gender dysphoria, and whereas some Kansas public schools are allowing access to private facilities according to children's self-perception of gender and not according to biological sex, and whereas multiple states have begun to prohibit licensed counselors from any attempt to assist children struggling with gender dysphoria, and whereas these cultural currents run counter to God's created order and violate the dignity of every human being, therefore be it resolved that the Kansas Republican Party recognizes the dignity of every human being, including those who identify as LGBT, that we affirm God's design for gender as determined by biological sex and not by self-perception, that we oppose efforts to surgically or hormonally alter one's bodily identity to conform with one's perceived gender identity, that we oppose all efforts to validate transgender identity, that we recognize the fundamental right of parents to guide their children's education, that public schools should not undermine the values of parents who do not agree with transgenderism, and that students have a reasonable expectation of privacy and safety at school. End quote. This resolution is not informed by ignorance, but by knowledge. It is not informed by foolishness, but by wisdom. And it is not informed by hate, but by love.